Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gaudy, welcome. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, you having a good spring? You hot? I mean, I've looked at these batting averages, the home runs, everything. So the old man's doing well. You having a big spring?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, it's gone well. Spring training. It's hard to believe this is the last week of spring. It's really flown by. But individually, I feel like I'm in a good place, and I love where the team's at, and I'm excited about the season.
Gaudy, I guess with Hicks, you're going to start the season playing a lot more center than you figured. Does that change anything for you? It doesn't really matter, right?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I've up until 4 or 5 years ago, that's really the only place I ever played. So
right.
I'm very comfortable out there, and hopefully Aaron, maybe the first week of the season or so, hopefully when he comes back, he'll be full speed and we really won't skip a beat. So we've definitely got the depth to cover for something like that, and I think it won't be too long before we get him back.
I know it's been a lot of springs now. You're used to this. How do you feel? Have you do anything different now to get ready for a season this many years into the career than you did as you used to do? Do you look at things differently, or do you prepare the same way?
Yeah, I pretty much prepare the same way. I take a little more time off after the season, last in the off season, just to try and let my body heal up and try and clear my mind. And, as far as getting ready for the season, I haven't changed a whole lot. I'm trying to make a couple tweaks to my mechanics at the plate and tweaks to my approach and some things like that. And so far, I've seen good results on that in a small sample size. But, the older you get, the smarter you get, and, take better care of my body and, ready to get going.
We're talking with Brett Gardner, of course, who's been a fixture and been here for a very long time. Now, you're one of the few guys who, a veteran who's been down the road and experienced everything here. How about this team? How about coming off 100 wins last year? I know you guys all think you're going to hit a lot of home runs. We know you are. You hit a lot last year, so we know that. But how about this team? Is this team a lot different than last year's? Does it feel like last year's? How do you feel as you get ready to break camp now?
Well, I love the team that we have. Obviously, with Severino having the shoulder thing going on, that's a little concern. But, hopefully he takes the time to get back to 100%, and whether it be May 1st or May 15th or April 20th or however long he needs, hopefully he gets back to himself. And I feel like we've got the depth to cover for something like that. Just today we got Gio Gonzalez in camp, and great talking to him and getting to know him. He's excited to be on board.
Hey, he's a pro. He's a good pitcher. He really is.
He really is. He's not somebody that you would expect would fall to you this late in spring on a minor league deal, but he's very excited to be here. Obviously, we're excited to have him, and he's a guy that, like you said, he's pitched deep in the season and the playoffs. Even last year with Milwaukee, looked really good down the stretch for them, and like I said, we've got good depth all across the board, and I love the team that we have in place. And it doesn't matter if we win 95 games or 110 games. What matters is we beat Boston. So we're gonna do our best, and hopefully we'll end up on top this year.
A good day for center fielders. How about Trout? $430 million, huh? That's in his new contract. How about $430 million?
Yeah, oh, to be young again, man. No, I mean, listen, he's the best player in the game. And he's shown that for the last 6 or 7 years, and I think he only has 2 MVPs, but he could almost have 4.
He's finished second like 4 times. And he's won 2. So I mean, he's been right there year after year.
He's just a total package, offense, defense, on the bases. Great guy, great competitor, and I've gotten obviously play against him quite a bit, and talk with him a little, and just I'm very excited for him. He's very deserving, and he's quite a special player.
And how about, listen, you've seen him come and go. How about Judge? I mean, Judge looks like he's if he stays healthy, I mean, the sky's the limit. He really is. I mean, that guy can do everything. He's polished in the field now. It just seemed like in the second year, he just seemed to be so much better all-around player. He could be scary good.
He's going to be scary good, yeah. And he's a guy that's going to continue to continue to get better. I know he's a college guy, and he's 26, 27 years old now, but, you know, just a few years ago, he was coming into spring training fighting for a job, and now he's the face of the Yankees, and hopefully he's a guy that's going to be here for a long time. But he's just very, very, very talented. What he's able to do, you know, obviously Giancarlo being able to see him up close and personal is pretty special. But you know, Aaron, there's just he's just got a different gear to it, and when he hits it, buddy, that ball flies. And you know, sometimes when I'm on base in front of him, I'm a little scared out there.
Well, you know, the two of you at the top, man, you're tough. Not only you're tough, you see a lot of pitches, and you know, you're on base a lot watching him hit, so you get a better view than anybody else. But he is a scary figure when he's at the plate, huh?
He is, and I think that this is going to be his best season. He looks great in spring. He's very, very focused as always, and just working his tail off. And he's a guy that, you know, he's never satisfied. He's never complacent, and he just wants to be the best.
You know, how about you? You've been here a long time now. You know, has it gone fast? I mean, I remember when you broke in. I mean, I remember when Jeter broke in. But I mean, the bottom line is, it goes so fast. Does it seem fast for you, or does it seem like a long time ago when you broke in with the Yankees, or does it seem like yesterday? I mean, it's 2008. Now it's 2019. Does it seem like did it go like in a flash?
It has, man. It really has, and that's. That's kind of my message to some of these young guys when, you know, they ask me things, and I talk to them, and I just tell them to, you know, take advantage of every opportunity that you've got right now, because you don't know how many more opportunities you'll get, and you never know how many chances you'll get. This is a special place to be with the Yankees and to be a part of the tradition and history here, and you know, for me, it's just flown by. I've been really blessed to play with a lot of great teammates and get to learn from some of the best, not just players, but people. And, you know, it's really, really flown by for me. It's hard to believe it's been that long, but I'm still enjoying every minute of it. And, you know, I'm expecting this to be my best season yet.
You know, we have seen you, and you have been a fixture. You know, you have been to the plate. I was looking at it the other day. You have been to the plate over 600 plate appearances in like 7 straight years. That's amazing. You know, that you have been, I mean, you have played a lot of games and been to the plate a lot of times as a Yankee in the last 7-8 years. You really have.
Yeah, I've been part of a lot of great things, a lot of special years, and a lot of just a lot of cool experiences, man. I've seen a lot. People keep telling me I need to write a book. I'm not much of a writer, and I think when I'm done playing, that'll probably be the last thing on my mind. But I would definitely have plenty to write about. I mean, you know, at this point in my career,
what's the thing? What do you think about now when you put this in perspective? You know, since you have and you brought it up, you have been playing for over a decade with the same team. You've been here a long time with this storied franchise. You've been on a championship team. You know, you've been through the battles. What do you take from that? What when you think about the years here, what goes through your head?
Man, it's been a roller coaster. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The last few years, the last 2 years, getting back into the playoffs and really. You know, some of these young guys we have on our roster, getting that experience for them. Obviously, we came up short the last couple of years against Houston and against Boston, but you know, we were oh so close. And I think that experience for these young guys is just invaluable, and it makes them that much hungrier, makes them work that much harder to really get over the hump and get to where we want to be at. Obviously, win the division and get to and win the World Series. So, you know, I think that this is going to be our year. I say that every spring, that I love our team, but I really think this could be the best team I've been a part of. And you know, I like the focus and the energy of our guys, and we're doing a great job down here in Tampa, working hard, and we're excited for the season.
You know, you've never played on you won a World Series. You've never played on a losing team, even when you guys. I mean, the lowest you've probably ever been is probably 84 wins. Now you're back to where the team's a 100-win team, so you've come full cycle now. Does this feel like a championship team to you?
It does. It definitely does. We've got a lot of depth, you know, whether it be you know, in the infield, whether it be in the outfield, or whether it be our pitching staff. You know, I think in order to win, in order to make it through a full season, you know, you have to have a lot of depth, because you know, injuries are going to happen, and your depth's going to get tested, and nothing ever goes according to plan when you break spring training. You know, things always come up. So, love the group of guys that we have in place, and I'm excited to see where this journey takes us.
Well, listen, enjoy, get ready. We'll see you soon back up here. So it's about 10. You only got 9 days to wait now, so you're almost here. Hopefully, the weather will be okay when you come back up. But thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck this season.
Thanks, Mike. We can't wait.
My pleasure. Thanks, Brett. All right, Brett Gardner, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.